Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 174. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things off this week with a track by Secrets. That song is called I Can Dance Better, and that is on the band's album Secrets, which was released in 1983 on Polydor in France, and probably somewhere else. But that is a long out-of-print album, and if you search the interwebs, you will find that version of the album out there. It has been ripped from vinyl and created lovingly for everyone out there who is a fan of power pop, and particularly Kansas City power pop there. You remember I played the band on a podcast about a month ago from the Titan CD re-release. That was songs from about 1978. This one's in 1983, though a lot of the singles from that early era are recreated on this album. Don't know a whole lot about the band still, even though some of the members are only minutes away from my house. Maybe I'll find out, because I really do enjoy that music. Let's see. I got lots of other things for you this week that are, decades and decades newer, such as this, the new Times New Viking. This song is called Ways to Go.
Gonna do, you're gonna work so hard. You gotta work until you're 65. Oh yeah, I'm talking to you. I'm gonna tell you what you're gonna do. You're gonna work so hard. You gotta work until you're 65. Come on, come on, you gotta take it easy now. Come on. Talking to me too, this is a matter of both me and you. We're gonna work so long, gotta find a way to stay alive. Come on, come on, you gotta take it easy now. Come on, come on, come on into the city.
Okay, that was Fleet Foxes with the song Battery Kinsey. That is on the band's album Hopelessness Blues, which came out on Sub Pop Records May 3rd of this year. Band out of Seattle, Washington. A band that I've ignored heretofore, but I was happy to pick up that album, and I've enjoyed it. Nothing in there floors me, but I think it's a solid album by all outward appearances appear to be a solid band loved by everyone. Before that, I'm from Barcelona with the track Come On. That's on the band's new album Forever Today, which came out April 19th on Mute Records, band out of Linköping, Sweden. And that album is still not as good as their first, but it's a good album, I think. And before that, Times New Viking with the song Ways to Go. That is on the band's album Dancer Acquired. That is on Merge Records, came out April 26th of this year. That band from Columbus, Ohio. So happy to be there in the middle again of the country. Speaking of middle of the country, I am back in Kansas City. You can tell by the high fidelity, right? And the hum of the laptop there. But it's hot, and that's part of being in the middle of the country, I guess. in June. I'm probably going to be here for a while, so Kansas City music scene, expect to see way too much of me. Let's see, I need to let you know how the podcast works. Every week, I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. It's really that simple. Hopefully, I get good music and make a good podcast, and then you come back week after week to listen. If not, well, I'm sorry. I'll try better next time, but it's fun to explore together, right? And let's see, we'll continue on here. This is a track by Lala Puna. The song is called Move On.
Trapped within a walled suburb. taste of somewhat underground, between the shadows and the cracks. I am building my utopia. I need to break free from all that binds that makes me old before my time in this world of dystopia. My love is like a bright guiding light, shining in the darkness of the night, the star of my utopia. In the motion of the sea, in the air that we breathe, can you feel me? In the stars and in the trees, in the song of the bees, can you hear me?
That is Dead Can Dance's Brendan Perry with the song Utopia off his latest album, Arc, which came out of June of last year on Cooking Vinyl in the UK. I am not sure what it came out in the US or if it ever did. so you may have to hunt a little bit for that one. Brendan is currently on tour. I just missed him in Boston a couple nights ago due to a tactical error, probably on my part, but on tour with Robin Guthrie of Cocktail Twins. So if you're into that early 90s bliss pop from 480 Records, now is your chance. Get on that. And of course, other good news, Dead Can Dance actually is reforming, working on a new album they expect to have finished by the end of the year for release next year. So plenty to be excited about there. That album, pretty good. It's not a Dead Can Dance album, but it's got its moments, just maybe not as intricate as I would have liked or remembered in those great DCD albums. Before that, Lalapuna with the song Move On from the album Our Inventions, another one I dug back in history for. That came out April of 2010 on More Music. That is a great little album if you're into the glitch pop or lap pop or whatever you want to call that. But it's a good album. Very good to chill out to, good to make background music, and very good to drive to as well. So kind of a trifecta there. Well, I see I'm out of time, so I need to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 174. I have been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or follow me on Twitter at Sid Much Rock. Let's see, in the next few weeks, Too Much Rock will be covering a number of Kansas City shows. Out to see a Sobe Sexu with Capybara Music and Hospital Ships at the Riot Room on the 7th. And let's see, the 16th, Tao and Mira, the 22nd, Matt and Kim, the 29th, Bill Callahan. So a few shows in June lined up, though I'm sure I'll catch much more now that I'm back in town and can do the necessary research to find out where all of my favorite bands are playing. Let's see, we're going to end things off this week with a track by Vintersorg. If that sounds like Swedish folk metal to you, well, you're right. Congratulations. Kind of Viking metal, but not sure anybody really likes that term. The song is called Vindogat, or something like that. On the album is Jord Plus. It is released on Napalm Records March of this year. This is the project of Andreas Hedlund, who sings for so many bands in the folk metal and even in the black metal genre. So enjoy this. If it's not your cup of tea, that's okay. That's where we put it last. It's experimental. It's weird. It's, well, that's what I like. Sorry. Thank you. We'll talk again next week.
I'm in love.